Welcome to the Grace to You audio blog. After you hear what John MacArthur says, stick around and find out how to get in on the conversation.
People say, well, you know, your preaching is so dogmatic. And I'm just trying to preach the truth. It's the only thing that destroys error. And if we don't bring the truth, then they don't come from darkness to light. They don't come from error to truth. And they don't get delivered and they die in their sins and they're perishing. You know, there's this new, in the elite academia, you know, the liberals who assault the Bible with their darkened minds, have invented a new hermeneutic. And it's given a pretty inviting title. It's called the Hermeneutics of Humility. Hermeneutic is an English word that comes from ermenuo in the Greek, which means to interpret or explain. And hermeneutics is basically a word that refers to explaining the Bible. And there are certain hermeneutical principles, certain principles that help us understand the Bible. The language and the grammar and all of that, the history behind it, the context in which it's sitting. And so we use all those hermeneutics to interpret the scripture. Well, the new hermeneutic is called the hermeneutic of humility. And this is what it is. Oh, I am too humble to ever think that my interpretation of scripture is right. And I am too humble to ever think that your interpretation could be wrong. Isn't that magnanimous? But that is a damning approach. There is a right and a wrong interpretation to scripture. But that's the climate, the hermeneutics of humility. It's really the hermeneutics of darkness. Christianity is true and exclusively true. And anything contrary to it is false. And the content of what we believe is the issue. I know this doesn't fly in the relativistic values of modern culture. I know that. I know pluralism is a big deal and diversity is the issue of today. And we have enshrined pluralism and tolerance on a higher throne than truth, haven't we? We don't even care if the candidates battling out for political office lie. Truth doesn't matter to this society anymore. It doesn't matter. We're so used to lying leaders, we'd feel uncomfortable if they told us the truth, then we probably wouldn't believe them anyway. So there are people who think it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you call it Christianity. Just label it Christianity, and that's all that's required. Everything from Roman Catholicism, which denies that sinners are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone, to the extreme charismatic word faith movement, which corrupts the nature of Christ, corrupts the death of Christ, the doctrine of Christ, and makes salvation some ticket to wealth and health. And the liberals who question the Bible, who have a work salvation, want to embrace them, have them in for the evangelistic meetings, bring in everybody, the liberals, the Catholics, the fringe extreme charismatics, everybody, because doctrine doesn't really matter. This isn't new, by the way. Church has fought for its own purity for a long time. It's just new to evangelicalism. Modern evangelicals are eager to downplay doctrine. They say doctrine divides, and they want to tolerate everything. It's amazing to me they even want to tolerate explicitly contradictory belief systems. So they forge alliances, spiritual alliances with Catholicism, Eastern Orthodoxy, charismatic extremists and liberals. And you know that it's so clear in 2 Corinthians 6, what fellowship has light with darkness? What concord has Christ with Satan? How can two walk together except they be agreed? Come out from among them and be separate and don't touch that unclean lie. The people who have been delivered, true Christians, agree that there is a body of doctrine that is non-negotiable, okay? We might not agree on the mode of baptism. We might not agree on the timing of the second coming of Jesus Christ or the rapture of the church. We might not agree on all of the ways in which God acts in history with regard to the church and Israel. But I'll tell you one thing. There is a body of doctrine that is absolutely non-negotiable that constitutes the necessary faith for salvation. It is the faith once for all delivered to the saints. There are real fundamentals of the faith that must be believed. And when they're not believed, we are to break fellowship because light and darkness can't walk together. They can't enter into common ministry together. Nothing is more serious in Scripture than that a boundary exists between the true and the false and that Satan wants to confuse us as to that boundary. That's why Satan and all of his demons appear as angels of what? light. They are darkness. They are all darkness. They are nothing but darkness. They are in the domain of darkness, and they want to appear as angels of light, to blur the line. When you blur the line, then Satan sows his people in the church, strips the church of its power, strips the church of the consistency of its testimony, because then the world looks at people who are in the church and sees that obviously Christ hasn't transformed them. Even the world can recognize what the church sometimes is unwilling to see, and it undercuts our testimony. Now that leads to the final question. What is the body of truth which delivers? What is the body of truth that must be believed? Does the Bible clearly identify specific truths as essential? The answer is yes, loudly, firmly, yes. And the strongest words of condemnation are reserved for those who corrupt those essential truths. There are truths in the Bible that if you don't believe, you'll go to hell. The gospel of salvation must be believed and embraced and loved. And so it, first of all, must be understood. What is essential? First and fundamental, you must believe that all divine truth has its origin in Scripture. Not tradition, not papal decrees, not modern visions, not prophecies, not intuition, not any other source of authority. You start with the conviction about the Scripture, that the Spirit of God, I believe, works in the heart of an individual. That is one of the great marvels of the work of the Holy Spirit. In fact, I think it's a sure test of a true Christian how they react to the Scripture. Do they desire it like the psalmist? Do they love it? Do they hunger for it?
Thanks for listening. Now go to gty.org/audioblog and get involved in the conversation. That's gty.org/audioblog.